Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Gentlemen, Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM, taking you up till 2 o'clock. Got a little Goosies, no Goosies coming up later on this hour. Getting some headlines here brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know.
Trying to see there on the ticker and pulling a Leroy here. Rogers, open mind about playing against the Bears.
Playing time for love.
For love.
What do you... You can't even read. Oh.
JFig was blocking it, so I just assumed they were talking about the Bears. I saw her.
Open mind about play. So basically,
I like went around that.
Wait, he makes $50 million a year.
Love the game.
And he
dude.
Says, "Hey, if he wants,
love the game."
No, he's hurt. His thumb's messed up.
But he's playing.
He's gonna need thumb surgery.
Well, shouldn't he? You know, shouldn't like, hey, take a year. Your money's not going anywhere. Like, shouldn't he get healthy?
It's a weird. It's a weird thing because now that the team is losing, if he says, I'm shutting it down, everybody's going to look at that a certain way, even if he's hurt.
I get that. I get that. But it's not going to buy him anything. We see this with Baker Mayfield. It's not going to buy him anything. Like, he at least has, like, the credentials of a great career with Green Bay.
Right.
You know?
It's a weird thing how that plays out. Right? If Aaron Rodgers said, I'm going to go have the surgery that I need, that's not going to be taken in a positive way.
Mm.
And so players try to think about what it's going to make them look like, even if you're really hurt. And it sucks that that's where we are, because in other sports, if when Kawhi Leonard said, I'm shutting it down, everybody's like, eh, okay. Right? Nothing. Right? But football is such a manly man sport that they're gonna say, oh, they're losing, and now he's gonna get thumb surgery, oh, he's quitting on this team, like all the wrong things that you would hear about that. So I mean, he's a no-win situation. You either play and struggle with a hurt thumb, or you don't and you have surgery, and then you look like a quitter.
A guy texts in on the Kendall Toyota text line, says, bro, I usually pay $25 for Uber to get to work. The fare was $55 for Art Basel. Jesus. Sorry,
scam.
Dude.
Tell you what, I'm calling
That's
off.
That's terrible.
Just not going to work then. $55 for me to get to work?
So how about this? Imagine what that traffic's going to be like when the suits land.
I don't know. Yeah.
Brutal.
Brutal. Brutal. Brutal.
So I was reading up on the expansion for the playoff.
For the college football playoff?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what they're waiting on?
No.
The Rose Bowl.
Oh. Do you get a vote?
No. They were waiting for the Rose Bowl to sign a new contract with the Rose Bowl.
Oh, for TV.
Right.
Gotcha.
Or whatever, you know, because it got to a point where they weren't going to be a part of it.
I just feel like a 2-time Rose Bowl MVP should have a vote.
Yeah, I feel like there's something.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like they should check in with you.
I still get pictures. People send me pictures of their name on the, because when you win, they put a plaque on the wall.
You know, when Beasley sent us that picture yesterday of the locker, I was an idiot and thought that he was in Michigan. I was like, that's kind of a crappy locker.
You cannot be serious.
I swear to God, that was my first,
dude.
That was my first inclination when Beasley texted us.
Dude.
He texted us a picture of locker with Leroy's name on it, and I was like, kind of a crappy locker for Michigan. It was from a golf clubhouse.
Like, you understand
-1.
You understand why we argue all the time, because that's the same guy that's telling me it's different.
It is different. It is different.
It's different because you said it. And now
I really enjoyed yesterday's game. I'm going to say this. Like, I enjoyed yesterday's Heat game, even though they lost. I thought it was a great game, a great back and forth. Max Strus, amazing third quarter. That dude was lighting it up.
Yeah, man.
You know, they were going basically shot. Look, Jason Tatum is incredible. He does look like he has a little bit more of a swagger to him this year. You're going to look like that when you play against my team and put up 49 points.
Yeah.
What?
So Solana messaged
you. No, my buddy. You know Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Dave said, was listening to you on the radio, was coming home from the dentist, called his wife and said, do you need something at the store? She said, her mom wanted a fruitcake. He said,
I think you've cracked the case. It's for the old.
Hey, no, I'm telling you. It's like when you lose taste, right? When you lose taste, you can eat fruitcake. Because fruitcake is not something you go in to inspire your taste buds.
I've never had it. I don't really know.
I'm bringing one. Huh?
Is it a cheesecake one?
No. No, I'm bringing.
Is it intangibles, old people? Or all old people?
What do you think? No, I think my grandparents had fruitcake.
So like, all of the elderly.
Oh, I'm telling you now.
Nice. Probably good on the digestive system.
All the what?
Yeah, because you figure all the fruit and the
whatever
they got. That's not fruit.
Can't really digest.
Wait, it's fruitcake with no fruit.
What's in it?
That's not.
There's raisins.
Like jujubes.
Yeah.
It looks, dude. Here, when you go into Publix,
cherries.
When you go into Publix, right? They have all the little fruit things in these little like containers.
Molasses,
right? They look like same color, like jujubes, right? That's what they look like.
Yeah.
So you have red, and they put pineapple and cherry on it. But I'm gonna tell you right now, the yellow ones and the red ones don't taste like cherry or pineapple.
I don't want to do this experiment.
You're doing it.
I don't want to.
And you're doing it.
I don't want to do it.
Too late.
The holidays.
While wearing the elf costume.
Well,
that's in your trunk.
It's not there anymore.
It's not there anymore. He opened his trunk. The other day it was empty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we took it for the road trip.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
before
you
went
you
on a road
that
trip.
That makes sense.
So a man who loves Christmas, Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes.
He spoke about what this road trip is going to be for his team and a chance to bond. And this is a man who is looking to, you know, seemingly bring the team together while they're out on the West Coast for these couple of weeks here. Here's Tua.
This is a great opportunity for our team to bond. You know, we'll be out there and it'll just be us. And I would say as captains and, you know, with our leadership council group, you know, we don't think that it's necessary that when we do get downtime away from football, guys stay in their room or, you know, they, hey, I'm tired. Like, no, dude, like, you can sleep when it's time for you to sleep. Like, let's get guys to go out. Like, let's do things with our guys. So whether that's finding a basketball game to go to, trying to find a box, trying to go rent out a movie theater, trying to go watch a baseball game, whatever that may be, Top Golf, I don't know. We'll try to find some things that we can do that'll help us, you know, get closer with our guys on this team.
Dear Tua, if you only want to get close to the punter and the kicker, go to Top Golf.
I'll tell you what that sounds like to me.
What?
That sounds like a dad who's got a new baby in the house. He's looking forward to this road trip.
Daddy loves you guys.
He don't have a baby. Did?
Yeah, they had a baby.
Yeah.
Papa Tua.
Okay.
He's a little baby.
Secret baby.
Little baby. Yeah. Out of the game, he's now like, it was a photograph for one of the game, giving his baby a kiss. And so,
all right.
But listen.
You know what? My kids have never seen me play football.
Hmm?
Just video of other people showing them. They, like, have no idea. I tell my son all the time, you know, I used to kick some ass.
Yeah.
Like, don't come over here with that nonsense. You know? I never gave. You know how you say you let your kids win? No. I beat the hell out of them. Like, got to learn some way.
My favorite thing is, you'd sleep when we sleep. Like, guys, we're going out.
Tua, we know that you, like, we know that you like having your peace and quiet now, but like, hey, can we? I don't want to go out right now. Oh, we're going. What do you guys want to do?
I know what that is because you know Tua.
You think he goes out and they're doing shots and he's sipping on a glass of Chardonnay?
I think he's just out. I think right now, I think it sounds like Tua's going to get buck wild because right now it sounds like he's got nothing but Bluey on.
Bluey!
Or Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Didn't even know what Bluey was, but now I know what Bluey is.
The kid's too young.
Doesn't matter. Bluey's on.
No, what did they used to show, like, little kids?
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
No.
Rugrats.
Einstein.
Okay.
Baby Einstein.
Baby Einstein.
Yeah. Baby Einstein. Baby Shark. If Baby Shark is on, he's probably going through Baby Shark stage.
What about Baby Socrates?
What would Socrates say to that?
That exists.
Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark, doo 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 doo. You know what I hate?
Shark.
You know what I hate?
That in nightmares.
Baby talk.
What?
Baby talk. When people do that with their dogs, their kids.
Oh,
baby
talk. I bet she definitely.
You baby talk.
She baby talk. She
definitely. Go, 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 you go to Scooby. Go to Scooby.
He was so mad at me yesterday.
She sends us the picture, and he's giving it -1 for sass.
He was so mad.
That you left him at the vet?
That, because he came back and he was knocked out.
Well, my Oreo, they have a note on at the vet. He's a biter.
Scooby can be a biter, yes.
But, like, Zeus, for as big as he is, he's the easiest at the vet. He just cries. And Luna, you got to catch her.
Texter writes in on the Kendall Toyota text line. Is Leroy's constant negativity towards the Heat and Bam a bit, or is he being real?
I don't know.
What?
He's being real.
That's a text.
Lashing
you
out.
Can't, you can't. You can't. I'm going to just shut up.
you
know what? Is that. Does anybody. See, here's what I hate. Here's what I hate about you frauds. All of you. Okay? What? This is a conversation that started about 2 weeks ago when Monty Williams complained about free throw shooting disparity.
Mm-hmm.
We only had two and they had this. And Tobin called him a baby, right?
Which
so,
he was.
So I said, don't worry. There's going to be a day when you come up in here and you complain about the free throw disparity. It happens to everybody. And lo and behold, today was that day, and you jackasses called me a hater because I pointed it out? Kick rocks, all of you.
Wow.
Yeesh.
Yikes.
Bam was right.
I'm offended I was included in that.
And that's where you go with that. So me pointing out that, no, now you're complaining about means that I'm a hater?
You don't have Bam's side.
No, this is not a matter of sides. I understand people complaining about that.
So you do agree that he should be upset about the calls?
Do you even understand the point of my
No, your point.
No. Do you even understand the point of the argument we just had?
I understand what you're trying to do.
What am I trying to
do? You're trying to box me in.
No, I'm not. I'm not even trying to box you in. I'm just trying to tell you, everybody has this argument.
No, you don't care about the argument. What you care about is that I called out Monty Williams and you said the shoe's going to be on the other foot.
That's what I said.
Okay.
And it's, guess what?
But guess what? Sometimes it's high heels and sometimes it's boots. All right. And right now, this is boots on the ground. I don't know which one I like more, that or not every death is a murder, dude. What is he even saying today?
He's trying to be Socrates today.
This guy's like a fortune cookie.
He's more like sucker, please.
Robin Hill says, here comes the dance. Old tap shoes.
Tobin's a show pony.
Jay Hill says that was a good point for Tobin. All right. Some people are with me.
What?
I'm glad, listen, I don't want everybody with me. Divisiveness, it's good. It's healthy. Healthy banter between you and me.
I've got more audio from Bam, actually.
Do you?
Hey, Leroy, stop this.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. What did he say?
How about the 20 fast break points?
Hey, Leroy, stop this.
How about the 32 assists? How about the 22 threes?
Right? They're really good. They're
you
good
look at all that, and your complaint is a foul free throw disparity.
I mean, if they would have had more free throws, it would have been more even Steven.
Would it have?
Yes. It was a very even game for basically up to the last 3 minutes. It was. You don't think that was an even game yesterday?
Sure. Kind of pulled away at the end.
Very much at the end, yes. They hit some big shots. I'm with you. Listen, the loose balls, they took advantage. That Boston team, I'm going to tell you for real. I'm not no BS with the calls. They're a machine. They look like, it's funny because last year their identity was defense, and this year they look like the Warriors on crack.
They score 150 a game, dude.
Yeah, they look like it's exhausting playing them because it feels like you have no margin for error, you know? And if you have any mess ups, they're gonna kill you. Now, understandably, Jason Tatum has averaged 50 points a game, so like that was an all world game from him. But that's what they've been doing. Like 100, they're averaging 120 points a game. So, you know, it would have been nice if the referees would have made it an even game, especially with their best player out. That's all I'm saying.
You just what you think you're gonna get me? You're not gonna get me.
Hey, Leroy, stop this.
Okay, Bam. I got you. You stop complaining about free throws.
Wow!
For sass.
Back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 o'clock.
What movie does this remind you of?
Rocky IV.
Right before his death.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
What?
Thanks for that.
I would break you.
Yeah, so, yeah. James Brown introducing the great Apollo Creed to an exhibition.
It was supposed to be an exhibition. If he dies, he dies.
Can I tell you what I sneaky like? By the way, I didn't think I would.
Mm.
Stop! Already know by the look is something ridiculous.
Wow.
I don't think so.
Creed.
No, I haven't seen Creed. Is Creed 3 out yet?
No.
No clue. I'm just trying to guess.
I like Tulsa King. Huh, I like Tulsa King with Stallone. What? I like it.
He does. He does have a quiet way of just splitting wigs.
I like it. I like the Tulsa King.
Talking about
it's a ridiculous. Dude, it's can I ask a question? Show.
Samaritan the series.
What is wrong with his face?
I don't know.
His lips barely. He looks bloated.
He's basically Tulsa King premise. He has been in prison for 25 years. He just got out,
and they moved him to Tulsa.
And they moved him to Tulsa.
That's his new area. The mob.
They got no room for him in New York, so they move him to
Tulsa.
There's nobody in Tulsa. Tulsa. One spoiler alert, just to tell you how ridiculous this show is.
But wait. Uh-oh. First of all, look, there's another thing. There's no mob people in Tulsa. I don't know any black people from Tulsa either.
Mm.
And his sidekick.
Oh, so you watched it.
Yeah.
You've seen
the first episode.
I've watched them all.
His driver, right? Like, he's done some boss stuff now. When the guy wouldn't buy some of the car.
Yeah.
And he went over there.
Hey, you're not good enough to buy a car from you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, but like, how ridiculous is it? Like, the first premise is like, he goes into the weed dispensary and just takes 20% from the guy.
Right.
The guy's just like, okay.
There's no repercussions, first of all, nothing. These things are run by the government. You can't just.
He's like, who's protecting your cash? Guess what? It's me. I take 20%. And the guy just like doesn't resist. He goes, oh, okay.
What?
Yeah. Now, he does end up helping later on down. The 20% appears worth it. But I just felt like, man, that guy really gave up on that 20% pretty easily.
But here, this
guy didn't even have a gun.
It's like the crazy thing about it is that nobody just automatically just gives up 20%.
No way!
You know, you might have to chop off a finger or something.
Right!
Right? He didn't even have to get
physical.
There
was like no resistance. The guy's just like,
right.
Okay.
But the guy gave up 20% of his profit quicker than the guy was willing to sell a car.
It was crazy.
Right.
It was harder for him to get a car and to get a driver's license than it was to get 20% of a weed dispensary from this guy.
It's kind of how you do it, though. You just walk in there.
But that's what I was telling when I was at Ohio, right? And we were in Cleveland. They go, man, how can you get everywhere? I said, just walk. Like, if you walk in there with confidence, they don't know no difference.
They don't.
You know, they don't even check. Like, I literally walked across midfield before anybody said, hey.
Who are you?
Yeah. Where I didn't have any colors, no either team colors, no Browns gear, nothing. So they gave us these bands, and the bands, you could go anywhere, right? So we were on the field before the game. So I started walking off, and Jason came to follow me. He goes, uh-uh, you can't do that. And he goes, hey, where are you going? I said, I don't know. I think I'm just going to walk across the field. Why not? Walk across the field.
Just check it
like,
out.
Just, he goes, why? I said, because I can. and I said, and it makes me feel even better that you can't.
All right, so Dolphins getting ready for the 49ers. Nick Bosa, by the way, he was named Defensive Player of the Month for the NFC. So guess what, Nick? It's December. It's over, dude.
So how do we, I mean, this game is going to be massive, but how are we feeling about, if I had to give it to you, if it had to do it all over again, right? How many people you think would still stick with Herbert? And how many people would still stay with Tua?
Like, if I had to ask, like, 32 GMs about it?
Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you this, and I keep saying this. The thing that puts Tua in rarefied air is how quickly he gets rid of the ball and where he throws it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. I wish I would have, like, I had this conversation with Bernie. He said he was terrified throwing the ball in the middle of the field. Tua does it like it's Tuesday.
Let's hear from Kyle Shanahan, 49ers coach, on his impressions of what Tua has done so far in Mike McDaniel's offense.
Start accumulating the speed, guys like Hill and Mostert and all that. Did you kind of see that this is coming? And what's it like watching kind of your offense executed with all of that speed? How much does it jump out on
you? That was cool to watch. I mean, right when he got Tyreek, you knew how much that was going to help. Just Tyreek, there's a number of fast people in this league, and to me, he's different than everyone else probably ever. Just the physicality and speed he runs with. So some of the things that they can do with him is cool to watch. But, you know, the question was watching Tua in the offense, and I wasn't totally sure of that. And I remember turning it on in the preseason and watching his first game, and I was like, wow, this guy looks totally different and looks very comfortable. And then turned it on week one, and I thought he was playing in week one as good as anyone in this league. And I don't think he's had a game not like that.
Uniquely good. Like, what's unique about him?
The rhythm of his game, how quick he can get the ball off. He reminds me a lot of guy I was with earlier in my career, Matt Schaub. When that back foot hits, he knows where to look, and if someone's not there, he is hitching right to replace him and letting it rip. If that second one's not there, he's getting rid of it. You know, they have so much speed that they blow the top off stuff, which gets some people open underneath. Tua is, to me, the reason that they're leading the league in explosives, because he knows how to hit people over the middle. It's not always, it's rarely deep. It's usually running and hitting these guys on the move, and there's some really open space with all that speed. And then the quarterback who can drop it over linebackers, who's not worried about safeties, and is doing that part of his game as high as anyone I've seen right now.
Man.
I'm telling you, the throwing the ball in the middle of the field, if you want to know what separates Tua from a lot of other quarterbacks in the NFL, that.
Sounds jelly.
It's not. It doesn't. Dude, it's so difficult to be able to do that. You know, you could do it every now and then. But, I mean, a majority of his passes are in between numbers.
Kind of strange they wanted a guy like Trey Lance, right? Like, if that's his offense that he runs, why would they want a guy who's mobile, big arm, not very accurate? Like, I get all the things that would, like, jump off the page to you with Trey Lance, but, like, it got off to a rough start before his awful injury. It's kind of strange they would want a guy like him.
Because I think it opens up a little bit more of the offense.
I got you. All right.
Like, you're not doing RPOs with Jimmy Garoppolo. You're just not, right? But that opens up another facet of that offense. And you have Deebo Samuels and Kittles and... you have all these weapons on offense. If you had a quarterback that was just a little mobile, that makes all those other weapons even You know, that's going to give them opportunity, even much more separation. So I get why they did it. The problem is that you can never find the right guy, you know, because there's a fine line between a guy who can move in the pocket and create space and a guy who's a running quarterback.
Schmeathen Schmolnick says, doesn't get more trash talk than comparing Tua to Matt Schaub.
I know, that's pretty bad.
I didn't like that part.
But I believe when they had Matt Schaub in Houston, I think he had like an amazing year.
He did.
Because I think Matt Schaub, I'm looking at it right now.
Matt Schaub was also bald by the time he was 23.
Matt Schaub, 2009, 47, almost 4,800 yards.
Right.
4,800 yards. They were 9-7 that year, 29 touchdowns, 15 picks. The next year, decent, 4,300 yards, 24-12. So
like, here's the problem, though. It'll take 2 or 3 years to get that many turnovers.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not
happening. So technically, no, you're not even close. But he did qualify it by saying this. The timing in which he throws it or where he knows what to do or how to do it, that's the part that is similar to Matt Schaub. Mm-hmm. Matt Schaub was a very quick decision maker, and that's what he was pointing out, that Tua is very accurate with where he's throwing the ball. And when you hear coaches talk about throwing the ball in the middle of the field, they all sound terrified.
Well, that's the thing that I think everybody with this offense, like if you have that talent that they can get out of you, like Schaub had his best year with these guys. Matt Ryan had the MVP season with these guys. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo got into the Super Bowl. Like, and so, like, Tua, honestly, his pedigree is a lot better than all of those guys. And he looks like one of the best quarterbacks on the planet right now.
Yep. I would say, believe it or not, this is a big week to run the football.
It sounds like Mostert's going to be healthy for this game, by the way, because he was out last week.
It doesn't matter. Like, I'll still use...
Jeff's going to be the starter. Right. Jeff's going to be the starter. But they right. You know, listen, Myles Gaskin, I've had my fill.
Here's what I would say. It's when you have two guys that go up the field, right, and they want to get after your quarterback, and they're probably telling them, get your hands on Tua. We're going to do whatever we can to get your hands on Tua. So if they do all that to try to shorten the time that Tua has to throw the ball or make him make bad decisions or bat balls down, just run it. Because that effort to get upfield creates seams, right? I watch it every week with the Browns. You got two outside pass rushers, get up the field, no pressure up the middle, get gashed. So I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see what the game plan is. I know for every Deebo Samuel reverse that Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle's going to do the same thing. So you're going to be looking at two teams that are very similar in what they do offensively. But I would venture to say that on the outside, the advantage is with the Dolphins offensively. But on the inside, they have a better tight end, which is crazy because – I don't know how comfortable Jimmy Garoppolo is throwing the ball in the middle of the field.
We'll take a quick break. Play a little Goosies. No Goosies. Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Give me some weather on the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your axattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them up 866-954-MORE.
It's raining. It's raining. And it looks like it's raining pretty good. Better go ahead and
make the traffic better.
Yeah. Wow, traffic was brutal today.
Oh my god. Think that'll discourage Art Basel?
No.
Because people gotta be seen on the gram, dude. Yeah. There's nothing that people who come to this city value more, the tourists, than being seen on the gram.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
But is Art Basel that big nationally?
That's getting big. It's definitely gotten bigger, like over the last 5 years.
For sure.
Right.
And especially, you know, there was obviously the pandemic years, but
and it's all over Miami. It's not just in one.
Oh yeah,
because they ate up our parking lot.
Our parking lot. I mean, like, you know, there's some beautiful art around the city. Certainly, like, you see some of the murals at Wynwood and all over.
Right.
But like the dude who's dressed like a giddy up horse. I don't know what the hell that is.
No, he's just like the mechanical horses out. The mechanical horses outside of Target.
Do they even have those anymore?
They don't.
I feel like those are no way.
If you go into the mall, they have like three or four.
The mall.
Yes, get the hell out of here.
Well, do you see what they have at the mall? You know they have now. They're like little robot dinosaurs. They put like little go karts under.
What
the
about the little slingshot? Human slingshot.
I've seen that.
Right. They just back you.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, not for nothing. That doesn't look like fun.
Mike gets thrown up on that for sure. Yeah.
Well, because he probably tried, you know, if you pass an Annie Ann's or something like that, he's going to hose those down.
Dude,
I love the cheese and jalapeno one.
I told my son today, I said, because my daughter, I don't know, she's had like the busiest schedule lately. I'm like, this is the busiest 10-year-old in my life, like I've ever seen in my life. She's got like cheerleading, drama, chorus. And so yesterday we sat through her drama show, and it was like, it was triggering because the AAV guy, like, the audio is really bad. And I was just like, nothing gets me
more than bad audio.
Bad audio. Oh, so I was sitting through all of this, but he's just like, his head's like banging because we got no signal for Pokemon Go while he's waiting. And so I just told him today, I said, dude, he's like, didn't want to get up today for school. I'm like, dude, you get through school, no Sophia event today. Pokemon Go or TV after school today. He goes, popped out of bed. He goes, hot damn.
I'll take that.
Dude, is that, I mean, that's got to be torture for him, huh?
Oh, he's a good brother, though. He sticks to it. In fairness, she did stick to his little league games and flag football. So, you know, they do it for each other. I appreciate it.
That's football. Beautiful.
Yeah.
At least there's action.
I mean, you're telling me. These kids are in baseball. It's like herding cats. Ridiculous. Anyway.
Wait, you know, because here's the thing. They all do, in all the sports, if you're like 8 years or younger, you do the same thing. Chase the ball.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
They were like clotheslining each other for the baseball.
Right?
Like, he's your teammate.
Right. I remember watching one time, my nephew, because they have 17 outfielders, right? And he's out there. The ball gets hit. He runs towards the ball and stops and picks a daisy. Picks a little weed out of the grass.
Gotta stop and smell the flowers sometimes.
I guess.
Marcos, what do we got for Goosies, no Goosies today?
Today, for Goosies, no Goosies. Now, I know the football season may have been disappointing, but the Miami Hurricanes got your back. The Canes come back yesterday against Rutgers in a Big Ten ACC challenge with a clutch shot from Nigel Pack.
That's Goosies for me, man. Basketball school, dude.
Basketball school, dude.
No Goosies.
Just because it's Rutgers?
It's Rutgers.
No Goosies.
And it's the first month of the season.
Larinag was fired up yesterday.
No.
Who doesn't love a fired up
Larinag? There's a difference, right? I just said no Goosies. I mean, if you played in that and you were part of that comeback, yeah, it's
just
exciting.
Just no Goosies for you.
Just no Goosies for me because it's December. And we're talking about college basketball,
which is
I'm out.
All right. J-Fig?
Yeah, no Goosies.
Wow.
No Goosies.
All right, no Gooses for the Canes. What about you, Marcos?
I'm going to say Goosey's, but
Goosey's.
Not only because it was a great win and the guy who scored it, Nigel Pack, had some clutch shots at the end of the game. Constantly they complain the Canes don't have a college atmosphere. The Watsco was on fire yesterday.
That's what Larinaga, that's the clip I saw.
It'll be on fire tonight, too.
Larinaga was juiced up about it, man, so that was cool.
It'll be on fire tonight.
You're going? Is it Michigan?
Think about it. It's the women's team against the University of Michigan.
Is the no Canes Michigan? No no men's Canes Michigan? No Juwan Howard down here?
No, but it's a Big 10-8, so they change it up.
Ah.
Like, you don't play both.
I thought you play like, I thought if it were a challenge.
It would be cool. I would like that. Like, you just send all your squads down.
That would be cool.
The men play one night, the women play the other night. That would be cool.
Well, right. Good by the Kings. Goosey's at least for me, but not for you guys. All right. Number two, Marcos.
Coming in at number two, we have friends of the show. This is a foe of the show. Mexico getting bounced from the World Cup, making Canelo sad. Does that give you Goosey's?
I was fascinated by this yesterday. So, I don't know all the World Cup rules.
Yeah.
But, like, so because Argentina didn't win us, did that cost Mexico? I know, like, they gave up a goal, so that screwed them too. And they go to the dude, they like seeing the Mexican fans cry, that really made me sad. But then I thought about Canelo and his sass. And I thought to myself, did he apologize to Messi in hopes that he would do better against who were they taking on? Were they taking on
Saudi Arabia?
No, they weren't taking on something. Mexico was taking on Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
But was he apologizing so Messi would perform for him? Was it a genuine apology from Canelo?
So
was now all of a sudden he needed Argentina's help.
Oh, gotcha.
Either way, we got him to break.
Yep.
And for that, Goosey's.
Okay. I'll take it.
Goosey's.
Leroy?
No Goosey's.
All right.
Wow, man. Right.
No Goosey's.
Rough.
No.
By the way, that's our no Goosey's drop from Mike B. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Mike B. Putting in some work.
What about you, J Fig?
I have no Goosey's for this.
Wow.
Nice. This is nothing.
No Goosey's.
Why not? You guys are making stuff up.
What do you mean we're making stuff up?
Just nah.
You don't want Mexico? Mexico hasn't made the, I think it's 44 years they haven't made this, the first time they haven't made the knockout stage. Their coach stepped down.
Yeah.
Big deal for their country.
If I'm not mistaken, their goalie, too, one of the best goalies, Ochoa, I think he's retiring, man. So it's going to be a new regime.
New regime for Mexico.
Yeah.
Maybe Canelo can manage them.
Ugh. A little hot-headed.
Canelo just goes out there and punches Messi in the face.
Yeah.
Marcos?
Mexico being out gives me Goosey's, man.
Goosey's.
Now, coming in at number
Penske's
three.
Penske saying they got eliminated because they had one more yellow card than Poland.
Wow.
World Cup. What are the shenanigans going on here?
Man, so those cards mean something more than just... Because I know they stack them up. Like, if you get one...
Imagine Tony Brothers was a World Cup ref. He'd be like a dealer.
Yeah, for sure. It's the worst.
What do you got for number three, Marcos?
Number three, there seems to be some beef brewing. Kyler Murray lashing back at Patrick Peterson.
I saw this.
Patrick Peterson said, Kyler only cares about Kyler. And Kyler Murray responds, saying, this isn't true. You're on some weird bleep. You got my number. If you really feel like this is a big bro or mentor, you're supposed to call me and tell me, not drag me so your podcast can grow.
Wow.
Beef brewing in Arizona. What do you think? Goosey's?
I get Goosey's because I love a good beef. So I get the Goosey's from this.
Same. Here's the problems. It's easy for a player who doesn't play quarterback to go there.
Huh.
Just because. Look what happened in Seattle.
Yep.
Right? So, and Patrick Peterson, he doesn't even play for that team.
Goosey's.
So how would he know?
He did.
He did. He used to.
Yeah.
But that's where he started. But was he there with Kyler Murray?
Yeah, I think he was. And then,
for like the first.
Now he's gone.
I don't know if he was there long enough to necessarily form an opinion.
Maybe he didn't maybe he didn't like Kyler's sass initially.
Yeah.
No?
No?
You're just not going to stop, are you?
What do you mean?
For just sass.
One of those days.
What do you mean one of those days?
You got the bleep-eating grin on your face.
I don't have anything, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just defeated today.
Why?
Because.
Art Basil?
Yeah, that's it.
Damn you, Basil. You've taken another
victim. I know what it is. You guys keep talking about beef, and now he's hungry. That's what it is.
That might be it.
And the weather. The weather.
Yeah, it is sad.
I mean,
sad weather.
I'm hungry, but I'm terrified to call Uber.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
I might just go get a $30 cheeseburger.
Uber's going to be sitting here, and they're like, sorry, somebody's pretending to be a mannequin at our location. You can't get out.
Come on. But like, how far does that go down the family tree before they're just embarrassed?
I don't know, dude. I'd be embarrassed if I was related to that person.
Could you imagine, Tommy? See, you send him to school, he's an artist, and he goes, what are you doing at Art Basel? And he shows you a picture of that?
No, that wouldn't go over well with me. What's number four, Marcos?
Coming in at number four. Now, we remember the last time Bam hit a three.
Here comes Strus. Got his own miss. Bam for three. Kabam!
He had that locked and loaded. Kabam.
Yep. Definitely did. But that was preseason action. Yesterday, Bam hit his first three of the season.
Yep.
Gooseys. No gooseys.
Gooseys galore, dude. It's about time. Like, let's
gooseys
go.
Gooseys
galore. Hey. Light it up, dude. Do whatever you want. You go out there and you shoot until your little heart stops desiring it. I love it. I love it. You that, but not as sweet as that left-hand move that he put on. You see that?
He's putting on off moves.
Oh.
He's had a good stretch, man. I like this.
I like it, too. I like it, too. I love the aggressiveness from him.
Leroy?
Would have been nice. It would have been rewarded with some free throws yesterday.
Yeah, would have been nice. Those stupid Tony brothers.
Leroy, gooseys, no gooseys? First three of the season?
I always got gooseys when he
nice.
Stretches gooseys. The floor a little bit.
Yep.
You don't have to do it all the time, but every now and then.
If Dwayne Dedman
let him know that you can.
If Dwayne Dedman can get a couple up a year, mm-hmm. a couple up a game, you can too.
Dial it up.
Dial it up, dude.
Boop, 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 boop. So we got dial it up and seal it on up.
Yep.
You're encouraging it.
He does do the phone after he hits a three, Dwayne Dedman.
I don't get, what does that mean?
I think he called a mechanic.
Dial it up, man.
I guess, I don't
call
know.
Call a mechanic.
Call the mechanic, I'll fix your rim.
I don't know. My shot's broken. I don't know what the hell's going on with that one.
No, that would be dunks. By the way,
what?
While we messing around, old Strus has been laying some bricks too.
Not yesterday.
Not yesterday.
Not yesterday he wasn't.
You know what, I feel like his confidence is never shook though.
Never.
Like, when Duncan goes on a
no,
like a
I feel
streak,
like when he gets
that's
on a
because
hot
of you guys.
I feel when Max Strus gets on a hot streak, he tries to do crazy stuff to make threes.
Like he
was doing fadeaways into the bench yesterday.
But what about when he tries to dunk from the foul line?
That I'm not a fan.
Oh my goodness!
Tangibles.
I like the intensity in which he goes into the paint.
Mm-hmm.
But
did you see that one last bucket that Haywood Highsmith had yesterday, where like everybody was shocked that he could dribble?
Yeah, for sure.
And me too. It was like there was nobody on the Celtics who was like, "What the hell?"
That was not in the game plan.
Went by willy nilly.
Yeah.
JFig, gooseys from Bam's three.
You know I have the gooseys.
Gooseys.
What about you, Marcos?
Yep, gooseys.
A goosey sweep. We'll go on to the next hour of the program. Get you caught up with your headlines. Kevin Holland, he's going to be fighting the main event of UFC Orlando. We will talk to him at the bottom of the hour. And also have a pair of tickets to give away to Heat and Clippers. Stay tuned for that.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.